Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey, Carissa Thompson here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my dogs, Willis and Daisy. So whether we're on one of our daily runs together or exploring down at my ranch, I count on them to keep up with me. That's where Pro Plan Sport comes in. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on a run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dogs need to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Whoa, I have so many windows open. I'm taking a picture. This is bringing it right back to Jackie Quick.
What do you mean?
Remember how she made fun of
you? Oh, windows!
From the window to the wall? Look at this. Okay, well, anyways, this is for the IG. Welcome, everybody, to the Calm Down podcast. In case you missed the episode where Aaron and I's girlfriend, Jackie Quick, pointed out that on Aaron's phone, she had 75 windows open. I just realized on my computer, who's been doing House and Home? You can't even see it from here. It doesn't even matter.
I want everybody right now to go to their Safari or whatever you're using and see what you have. Okay. This is a fun game. I have 19 tabs open. Okay. That's not bad.
That isn't bad considering for what you had before. How do you have a quick count on it like that?
Yeah. This may be one of the new phones. It basically says what I have open.
Oh, I'll take a look at it. I'll tell you what I did take a look at. I'm not really one to go back and listen or watch what I do. I used to do it early on in my career for like different nuanced things that I don't realize I say, like or that kind of stuff, like film study. That's how I used to look at it. Now I'm like, okay, if I don't have this shit figured out by now, I should get a new profession. But I have went back and listened because I've been in the car a lot lately to some of our podcasts. My voice is so fucking annoying. I need to bring it down a notch. It's like, do you have that thing where you hear yourself talk and you're like, that's what I sound like? Anyway, so I apologize.
Oh, stop. I mess up every sentence. I can't get it out. It's because my brain is going quicker than my mouth can keep up, which is usually why I'm in trouble in my marriage half the time. See, right there. I just have so many things to say.
Me too.
And not enough time to cover the ground.
Or
you know?
I don't finish a thought. It's very frenetic. All right. So
I want to be Jason Bateman because he always does like smartless where he's like talking like this and he just sounds so great. And I should start. Can you imagine if we started Fox or Amazon that way? Kevin, thanks so much. So it will be interesting to see how the Packers offense is able to adjust without
people would shit themselves. I'll tell you what else too. I always forget that let the microphone do the work. Like, why am I yelling? The microphone's right here because I'm going to tell you a few people and they will remain nameless that I hear say things and I'm like, oh, bring it down a notch, sister or brother. Why are we yelling? Welcome, everybody. And you're like, oh, my, blowing the windows at Carrie Underwood out.
My dad usually
shatter
like,
every window and wall.
My dad always like at the beginning of a game. I mean, I don't have my phone on me, but I can usually see it. It's in my bum. But he we'll always say if we're in a loud place, like week one, we're going to be in Minnesota. It'll be loud. The Packers are there. My dad, I can always like guess his first text. Hey, it sounds really loud in there. Make sure you hold that mic close to your mouth.
Steven, what a dreamboat. Well, I'll tell you what's really loud. For those of you that are watching on YouTube or seeing this on a clip, this lipstick that I have on, this little lip crayon, because I'm up at the lake, so that means there's not a speck of makeup to be found. Because, guys, that's my new thing, like all natural. Like back in the day, I used to wear saying this respectfully, a Tammy Faye Baker amount of makeup. Like I was ready at all times. 7-inch stilettos.
You were?
7 inches of foundation. Yeah, because I had fucking terrible skin. I don't need to swear. Sorry, Mom. And so I would always be piling on the makeup. Well, thanks to this new product. No, I'm just kidding. I got a great new dermatologist who finally suggested stuff. So I'm not breaking out as much as I used to. But what I don't have any makeup up here. So I just threw on this lip crayon.
I've got a new
super
thing.
Stay. It's very aggressive.
I don't know if it's the one of 800 supplements I'm taking right now. I've been off IVF for a minute, so I know that's out of my body. I'm getting like little blackheads or zits around my lip line. Oh, Jared, don't you want to kiss me right now?
La, 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 la.
And I'm not really good about leaving it alone, as you know, and I'm scarring. So
I know. I saw you when I was with you last week in Montana. You were picking your face, and I looked over at you and I said, stop doing that. And Jared's like,
I know.
Thank you
I got
for saying
it out,
that.
By the way. Well, I did get it out the other day.
Well, a couple things about that. Usually when I used to get them around the lip line, it was from the aforementioned lipstick. So that would stay in there too long. Or I'm an excessive chapstick user. I think you know this about me. Like two things I need to have at all times, a hair thing and chapstick. In fact, I had a whole breakdown in Italy. Like you know, when you're like first dating someone, you're trying not to be a total disaster. I lost my shit over a hair thing and chapstick. And he's like, okay, from now on, I'm always going to have chapstick and a hair thing on me. I was like,
aww,
I know.
Wait, tell the story. So I love this. All of you out there that are starting in a new relationship, you can relate to this. And all of us that have been in a relationship, the jig is up. We are neurotic. So what happened?
Okay, so it's first vacation. And again, this was a vacation that, again, we're going back to Italy. For anyone that's over this conversation, it's not about the trip. It's about the dating someone new. So you're trying to be cute and normal
fabulous.
And not be a total disaster. I don't know what month you get into dating someone where you finally are like, fuck, here, this is who I am. Fuck it. Like,
isn't
whatever.
It the seventh? It's always like 7 years your marriage falls apart. 7 months, it's like you have your first massive fight in a relationship. I don't know. I mean,
you told me the other day, am I allowed to say the Mr. and Mrs. thing?
Yeah, Ashley Phipps. This is a shout out to you.
Okay, so Erin was telling me the other day, whenever she gets in an argument, it's called a Mr. and Mrs., which I think is so sweet.
Great.
So as someone who clearly has a lot of, how should I say this? I'm inept in the areas of relationships, and so I'm trying to get better at them. And my parents have been married since they were 18. I always solicit advice from people that are successful in marriages. My mom and my dad, when they get in a fight, they call each other have nicknames for each other, Johnny and Julie. So my dad's like, Julie, you're being a real bitch right now. And she's like, Johnny, you're being a real asshole right now. So it's not like they're saying it to each other, but they're actually talking to their like alter ego. Okay, so fine. That's a great tip. Then it's not personal. Anyways,
what would yours be? Tommy and what?
Linda.
So many times over the rodeo this weekend, I was like, Tommy, Linda, I miss you.
So to fill you guys in, so I went and visited Erin, who's in Montana, and my boyfriend who I spoke about last podcast also went with me. He's a time we get it. He has this thing where he like refers to me as Linda, like when it's like Linda's getting real upset she doesn't have any hair things on her right now. Linda's getting real upset that she doesn't have any lipstick.
Great.
So it was just like a way to like lighten the mood or whatever. But I called him Tommy, he called me Linda. Great. But before we got into the nicknames, I'm on this trip and I'm like, okay, don't lose it. It's hot. Like, you know, when you're trying to like blow dry your hair and like be cute and the whole thing, and then you're sweating and the whole deal. We talked
you
about
you have
it
a reservation. You got to go. He you don't want to be the girl that's late.
Exactly.
Yes.
And
yes.
I pride myself on being not high maintenance. And I'm like, oh, I can get ready in 5 minutes.
Yeah, I got it.
All
got
of a sudden, now I've decided to shave my legs. The razor stole. Now I'm bleeding. Now we're trying to stop the bleeding. We're putting the
There's a nose hair hanging out. You realize you have like 5 on your eyebrow. There's things to do.
There's things to do. Exactly. So now we're 15 minutes in and I've just made a point that I'm so quick and low maintenance. I'm like, fine, I'll just slick back the hair. I'll be cute. Put on a bold lip and keep it moving. Can't find the hair thing. And I'm like, God damn it. Ollie, I have 700 hair things and now I can't find it. And he's like, what's a hair thing? And like men like don't know. And then it's like the smallest things. Like,
was it a rubber band you needed or a scrunchie or what?
Anything to like, I mean, give me one bobby pin. That's another thing. Ladies,
where are they?
Where are they when you need them at a time like this? No. You're scrounging around in the bottom of the carry-on bag. You're looking everywhere. You can't find one. When you don't need one, you got enough to do an updo. Anyway, right. So that's the perils of being in like a new relationship. You're trying to be cute, but he's adorable. So he's like, I'm just going to keep a plethora of hair things, you call them, and chapstick on call. Or what's it called? Reserve? Who gives a fuck?
On hand?
Yeah, sure. We'll go with that.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
So you guys, okay, so I mean, listen, I think it's amazing that you went to Europe. You were 8 cities, how many days together, different hotels, one toilet. We've all talked about it.
Yep.
But I mean, I think that's phenomenal in terms of like, you know, being adventurous and trying out your relationship.
Yeah.
Have you had a good Mr. and Mrs. yet?
Yeah, because as someone pointed out the other day,
Not over that.
But it's no mystery. Like, I got out of a marriage and now I am in a new relationship. And some people can think that's really fast, but people, only you and a few other people.
It's none of your business, by the way. It's none of your business.
Thank you. Only you and a few people who I am very close with know the whole story. And that's all that I need to say about that. But yep. I know what...
You don't have to explain yourself.
I don't
ask other people to explain themselves. It's your business. It's your life. Guess what? My girl's happy. If anyone has any comments, concerns, or different usernames, feel free to check me out.
Well...
Security!
Offline, no. I'm going to tell you someone that brought something up to me the other day. And I was like... And I wanted to go off on a text message to this said person. And I was like, why? I
have, okay, I'm done. You got to bring it up. Don't say who it is. What? What happened?
That they said, oh, it's not a good look that she's already in a relationship. Well, you don't know what I've been...
Excuse me.
Okay. So, you know, we're going to just leave it right there. The point is that I am very happy in my life and it doesn't matter who I say when. If you guys get the reference, it's Pretty Woman. Okay.
If you don't, get a life.
Yeah. Rent it. But yes, anyway, so I'm very happy and that's all that matters in my life, because I'm getting to a place, and I know you and I have talked about this ad nauseum, whether it's professionally or personally, if it doesn't feel good, I'm not doing it anymore. And I'm standing up for myself. I even did it on set the other day. And I worried for a long time about being a quote diva, right? Because I try to be very malleable and very patient in a lot of things on set, because there's a lot of people in this industry that won't. And I think it's important to be a team player. Got it. I think it's hopefully a characteristic that other people I've worked with can say about me. But if things are taking too long or if things aren't right, you have the right, at least I feel like at this point, 15 years into this job, that I can raise my hand and be like, nope, we're not going to do that. Nope, we're not going to do that. And it doesn't make me a bitch and it doesn't make me a diva. I'm standing up for myself. Got it. So I'm doing that professionally and personally. My rant is over.
Because what people don't understand is that for us, particularly you and I, is that a word?
Sure.
We have always been one of the guys. Mm-hmm. You and I have. We go with the flow. Because you know what? That's my first advice to people and girls in this industry. Don't shake the boat. Don't rattle the boat. Go with the flow.
Rock the boat,
work
the middle.
Be down on time. Yeah, yeah.
Aaliyah.
You got to do it, because be on time to the dinners, to all
that. Be early.
If you find a hair thing, for goodness sakes, because you're going to get left. And it is hard for us sometimes to stick up for ourselves, because we don't want to be these dramatic girls that you and I know very well in this industry that burn a lot of bridges before they become what they think they really are. Anywho, take it from there.
Yeah, I just, and whether it's in this business or it's in any business, I mean, I think for me, being a part of a team, and that could be in a relationship, that can be professionally, is so important, right? You're not always right, but what's the greater good, you know, for the respective group or for the relationship or the friendship? Like, you and I have had disagreements on stuff. And it's like, we have gotten to a place in our friendship where we can be honest with each other. And if you can't be honest in various aspects of your life, then you need to get out of it. It's kind of the place that I'm at. But I think that comes with age. I didn't find that in me until the last couple years, where I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to do that. And it's okay to say no. And if that opportunity passes me by, then so be it. And it wasn't meant to be. But, and I know that, and we get a lot of questions, which I think is awesome. And I think there's a responsibility for anyone that like listens to this podcast and wants to be a broadcaster or anything. I don't know. Maybe you don't even want to be a broadcaster, but is to be a part of a team, but also stand up for yourself when there's a time and there's a place. I don't know how this became a TED talk, but I'm just really over. You know what I'm not doing anymore? I'm not apologizing. And if it maybe even sounds like I am right now, but I'm over it. Like, I know who I am. I'm proud of who I've become. I've made a lot of mistakes along the way, but I'm all about continuing to learn and get better. I have a therapy appointment in an hour. No, I don't, which I should.
Lay down.
Week.
I'll charge you.
Is there
you.
A leather
Listen.
Couch around here anywhere?
Are you human?
Yeah.
You are. Great.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Everybody is allowed to make mistakes if you're human. I mean, we always have to sit here and excuse other people for bad behavior. You have not had bad behavior. I just think what's funny, and a lot of people forget this, is, guys, when you're an A-list celebrity, which we're not at all, but listen, our lives are very much out there. And, you know, my neighbor over here, I'm not asking them how many times they've been married. I'm not judging them if this is their third, second, fourth, fifth wife. And I just think it's hilarious. And also it pisses me off. And I bow up a little bit with my girl. For anyone that has an opinion, keep it to yourself.
Love you.
Guess what? Not interested. Enough crap in this world is going on. Keep it to yourself. Life is way too short. I just got off a call about a campaign for heart health.
Aww.
I was talking about how it's very much on my mind because of my dad and his heart attack a couple years ago. Life is too short.
Yep.
You don't need to make excuses for yourself. You've got a lot of people in your corner right now. You've got a lot of really, really good friends that have said to you over and over, we love seeing that smile back.
Oh, thank you.
Linda is just the happiest little clam out there.
Linda is just ready. She is ready, wearing a floral dress from, I don't know what year this dress is from, but it was in a
who
closet.
Cares? It looks great. Cherry red. I was at a Thai food restaurant last night waiting to be seated, and this woman asked if I was me? And I said, yes. And she goes, well, my God, you're prettier than you are online. And I was like, thanks. And she goes, you and your girlfriend in your boots couldn't have been cuter.
Oh, stop it.
Thank you.
That is so sweet.
F everyone. I'm so over it. Worry about your own shit.
Me too.
Don't worry about mine. Don't worry about yours. Worry about your own. Kathy, knock it off.
I love you. Kathy Thompson says it best. My mom, she's like, you don't like everyone. Not everyone has to like you.
No.
And I'm good with that. I really am. And I think that I worried for a long time what other people thought, but you and I have both had shitty stuff happen to us and you keep it moving. And as long as the people, our employers, as long as our friends know what the truth is, then I'm good and yada, yada, yada. Keep it moving.
I'm going to tell you.
Go
ahead.
No, your hair looks great. I mean, that's a hard left NASCAR turn, but
God, it's so dirty.
Looks great. Is that a wear by EA sweatshirt? It's so
it
good.
Is. Wait, is this it's the new, really good.
Wait,
yeah, stand it's up. Part of our new line.
Sis,
so we our good. Drop is coming really soon, you guys. It's coming in a couple of weeks with the football season. This is
babe,
our crop
this is really
hoodie.
Good. For those of you guys,
this is my NFL one,
yep.
which you're going to be getting. But we have
wait.
These in all different teams, all 32 teams in the NFL and
so
college
cute.
And basketball and maybe another league coming up, but and hockey as well. But I wanted to tell you as you're talking about, you know, people judging you and you know you. You are done making excuses and explaining yourself to people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you what you need in your life.
What?
It's all I've been talking about for the last week. This Derek Jeter docuseries.
I
mean,
know.
It makes you want to stick your middle finger up to everyone. And I felt this way when I watched The Last Dance as well.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get to cover Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. So obviously that was like, I was dying for every little thing. But this Derek Jeter one, Carissa, I know I talked to you on the phone about it the other day. It's unbelievable. The guy is a walking quote machine. I wrote down some of them. I'm obsessed. And I'm obsessed how he just, his parents raised him so right. He did it the right way. My favorite quote, and I used this the other day when I kind of got a rejection with a business venture I was trying to do, was, I remember everybody who said I couldn't do it or told me no. I remember what they were wearing. I remember where we were. And he's like, I'm a real told you so guy.
Oh,
I love him so much.
So I haven't seen it yet because I was traveling when the first one aired. I was leaving you, actually, I think when the first one aired. Then the second one, I was traveling as well. And I was trying to find it. And then there's so many apps and the download that there's too many. So I'm waiting for it to rear.
Thursday.
I'm going to sit down. Okay, great. Sit down and watch it. But you were going on and on about how great it was. And you know that I'm like you and so many other people, I'm sure that listen to this or love sports, are inspired constantly by guys like him. But you mentioned doing it the right way, bringing it back circuitously to like the conversation I was saying with even my own shit. Him and George Clooney remained bachelors for a long time. And you can't knock those people. Who cares if you have 7,000 girlfriends? Who cares? You know what I mean? Like, he just did things the right way.
Yeah.
And I absolutely love someone like that. And he didn't make excuses. So you mentioned some of the quotes. I'm a quote person. I grew up, my father had these rules all written out for us, and they were called Rules for Success. And there was a million different quotes, Lombardi quotes, just inspirational things. And they were on the wall in our bedroom. Plan your work your plan. Those who, you know, fail to reach their goals, fail to set them. So I'm all in on a quote. What were some of the ones, if you have them in front of you, that like you loved or stood out to you?
One of them I loved a lot was, competition eliminates complacency.
Competition eliminates complacency. Okay. I
won't
like that.
Be complacent when there's competition.
Was he referring to him and A-Rod?
No, he was just referring to each year, you know, doing better and better and wanting to be better.
Mm.
You know, they won one year, but then you know everybody's coming at you. This was the one for A-Rod, and this is what I loved. And I thought the way he handled it, I'm wondering if later on, now that two episodes have aired, we go, oh, we will have to go back to that, because A-Rod then comes to the Yankees. He's not with the Yankees yet in it. But it kind of talks about how they were on the scene at the same time.
Uh-huh.
A-Rod had better numbers. Everybody was kind of talking about he had better numbers, but they were still really good friends.
Oh, okay.
And they did a photo shoot. They did a bunch of articles together. And there was this one Sports Illustrated shoot where A-Rod's sitting and Derek's standing kind of above him and has his arm around him. And apparently a writer says, A-Rod, you know, he just says, no way, Jose, I would never say that. This is going to be the last article I do with Derek, basically saying, you know, I have better numbers and yada yada. So the writer wrote about it. A-Rod is saying it never happened.
Okay.
Derek is like, here's the thing. Wait, I wrote it down. He was so good about it. He just said, I compare who won more and we won. And that was it. He's like, numbers you can talk about all day long. I compare who won more and we won more.
So
and
you,
that's it.
You brought this up. We were talking about it on the phone. Yes. Tell the story, because what you heard Jarrett like whisper under his breath when you guys were watching it, because I think it's awesome.
I would love to watch this with like Kelly and Matthew as well or something. And, you know, anyone who's played professional sports, watching it with my husband has been so fun, because there's so many times like they'll talk about game circumstances and it's like, you know, there's two outs and, you know, I'm up and all that. And Jarrett will just say, babe, I have chills. Like I'm sweating. And I love it because my husband just puts himself in the position. It's so cool. But there's so many times during this docuseries that Jarrett will start mumbling and I'm like, what did you just say? And he's like, we, mm-hmm. Everything he says right now is we. And I'm like, I love this man. I love him.
Yep.
And that resonates with guys that are real team players, like my husband was with his team. You know, my husband was a real Derek Jeter of the Los Angeles Kings.
But it's about being part of a team sport. And this is what we were saying before. Whether it's in a work environment, we're a part of a team. Your team is Kevin and Greg and your producer and Richie and Z. Like, that's your team. My team is John and Michael and Charles. Like,
you got a lot of teams.
I got a lot. You know what? And I love being a good teammate, but being a good teammate is also speaking up and saying what you need as well.
Yeah.
Not trying to dominate, you know, and be the captain if you're not. But my dad had a whole expression that when people talk, listen to how they talk. I, me, my, or we, or us. I, me, my people. And my dad managed a lot of employees for a long time. He would always listen in an interview how he would ask them questions, like almost, he calls them logic traps. Scott's, what a guy. He would set people up to see how they would respond to questions and see if their answers included I, me, my, or if it was a we and us. And if it was a we and an us, then he's like, great, then we want that as part of our team, because, you know, they're not thinking selfishly. So there's a time and a place to say what you want. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to watching it. And I'm someone who likes to watch it in succession. So maybe I'll wait till they're all out. Speaking of Succession, is that show ever coming back? Does anyone have answers?
Oh my gosh, yes. That's like a fall situation. It'll come back in the fall. It's so good. Do you think we should be extras on it?
I would love to be an extra in anything.
True. Well, you were an extra.
Extra. Vegas correspondent.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I am watching right now The Offer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Has anyone, so The Godfather, we know the whole, you know, trilogy that is like one of the greatest movies of all time. I actually watched The Godfather a couple months ago with my dad randomly. And so then I was on set the other day and Howie Long, who like I respect more than anything in the world, he says like, jump, I say how high. And so he's so sweet. And he's like, are you watching any shows right now? And I was like, no, I'm not anything that I'm like that into. And he's like, have you seen The Offer? And I was like, no, I've never even heard of it. I need to get out from underneath the rock I've been living in. So The Offer is the prequel to it, not prequel, but it's the story of how The Godfather got made. And it's on
Love
Paramount.
It.
I am 2 episodes from being finished. It's a total of 10. I have been from last night to this morning. I'm not going to lie. The hair's wet, not because I worked out, because I've been watching it up until about 30 minutes ago.
Does Steve like it too?
Obsessed. Like, it's so good. And now we're going to watch The Godfather tonight just to see how it like all comes together. But I need to do a little bit more research. I don't know how much of it is fictional or like fact. I don't know. I'm hoping that, you know, like most things, it's like loosely based on facts, but it's awesome. And Miles Teller, who I've always thought is a great actor, is phenomenal in it. And there's also the girl from Ted Lasso, the cute blonde little one. You know, she's his assistant. She's awesome. It's a great cast and you and Jarrett would love it. Love it, love it, love it.
You know who's a real aficionado on The Godfather? Steve Areno Andrews. He knows all the history. It's a go-to Christmas gift for him. I give him all these books on like behind the scenes with The Godfather. My dad can tell you anything about it.
I love it. Yeah. Marlon Brando's character. And I don't know who plays him in this, but it's very good. If you guys are looking for a show, I highly suggest it. The Offer on Paramount. Now, there's an app I'm willing to download, you know?
Yeah, there's an app. Shoot, there was something on the tip of my tongue. Did I write it down? Oh, so we talked about Derek Jeter quotes, correct? I also sat at a brunch yesterday and I'm getting ready to go in an hour or so learn how to do my hair with the Dyson wrap with one Carson and Harper Fitz.
I can't take it. My favorite gals in town.
So you came to Montana with Steve, and I was so excited that you got to meet a family that means a lot to me. And their 3 children are so fantastic. And I've learned a lot out here in Montana about raising kids and how you discipline them and how they all get along and things like that. Our girlfriend, Ashley, is has these 3 kids and their youngest. If you would tell me that that was your daughter and I didn't know, I would believe you. Carson, 11 years old, explain her.
I mean, so Aaron's very sweet and extends the invitation. Now I've been out to Montana a couple different times, but not with, I always miss them, the Phipps gang, when they're out there, because I always come at different times. So I've been hearing about your friends for years. I feel like I know them even before I met them. Okay. So their daughter, Carson, as you just mentioned, is so funny. I think she's 10 or 11 and she acts like she's 25. There was this situation going on and I was very concerned about it. It involved dogs. And then, you know, us as a group, we collectively.
Negligent owner.
Yeah. That was like the dog was in the car. Dogs were in the car for too long. I was very concerned. So was she.
Yeah.
She comes in and just her little phrases. She's like, so I've been doing some investigating. I mean, like, she is 45 years old in an 10 year old body.
Carissa, I've been doing some digging. And had the guy's whole Wikipedia page for you.
Yeah.
And you go, what's his social security?
I mean, because she was one step away. And here's the thing. I feel like, because that generation is so quick to be able to like pull information and they're so savvy. They were telling us stories about how, what goes on in these schools and like how you and I were like this listening. What? I know, because how long has it been since we've been in high school? Way too long. And I don't know how parents do it. I really don't.
No.
I have the most respect for the fact that you've got to like patrol a social media world and a world that's out there that I don't even know what how it exists. But kudos to the Phipps family for being able to do that, and so many other parents who can navigate that without being overbearing on your children.
I know.
Like, anyways.
So I wrote down a few Carson quotes because you told me to.
Okay, great.
So yesterday, I didn't even tell her I was doing it until it was just so funny. So we were sitting there and we were talking about football, and she was asking when I was going to see her. And then she asked when you were going to see her. And then she said, where's the Super Bowl? And I said, it's in Arizona. Mm-hmm. And she goes, we should all go to the Super Bowl. And I said, well, if a certain team makes it, I'm sure I'll probably see you there.
Yeah.
And she said, I said, you know, Carissa's going to be at the Super Bowl, right? And she goes, you and Carissa will be better than the halftime show.
I can't. You guys, we are going to put Carson, with her parents' permission, her and Harper.
I asked her to do it today, but I forgot to call her over. I said, we'll do a fun little thing with Carissa.
Oh, right.
Okay, so here's another one. Somebody in her family was telling a story, and she goes, whoa, pause, mute, take a second.
What did she say? Wait, this is how out of touch we are with like that whole world, because everything she says is so funny. What did she say to you about you better work or something? What did she say?
Oh, yeah. I kind of went off one night in the car about something, and then I hadn't taken a breath. I was just like going. And right at the end of it, she goes, you better slay, Aaron. Final thing.
I need to adopt her
when she was coming up with all these quotes. I said, Carsey, would you do our podcast tomorrow? And she goes, I would love to, but somebody's going to need to shock me when I'm saying too much.
Well, Carson, welcome to my world. I need to have a tranquilizer or like one of those shock collars you give dogs. And it's like you get too close to the electrical fence. It's like, whoa, God, I wish I could say all the things I want to say. But that's for the Calm Down After Hours podcast.
You feel better? You got some things off your chest?
Yeah,
we started in hot on this episode.
I know, and I appreciate you letting me rant. I think I've reached a point that if you don't know the whole story,
shut up.
Don't pretend like you know the ending. You know,
yeah.
if you're missing some chapters in there because they were left out of the book on purpose or for other reasons, don't pretend like you know how the ending goes. And that same goes for me too, because I need to remember that if I am quick to make snap judgments on people, there's always more to people's story. There's always things that are going on that you don't know. Be nice to other people and just recognize that they're all dealing with their own shit. So, but if you're an asshole, I'm going to call you out on being an asshole, okay?
Because me too. I'm coming for you.
I can take it. And then I'm going to be like, you know what? We're good here. So thank you for letting me rant. For those of you guys that tuned out an hour ago, thank you. I love you. And Carson, get over here right now. This is the Calm Down Podcast. We will put more on our IG and explain all the things that you and Carson need to do an interview.
Okay.
I'll put it up on the podcast.
Okay.
I love it. Bye, guys.
Love it. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.